Brothers and sisters, God fill you with his grace and love through Jesus Christ, crucified and risen. Amen. God's word on which I base my remarks to you this morning is recorded in St. Matthew chapter 8, verses 1 to 3 as follows. When Jesus came down from the mountain, great crowds followed him. And behold, a leper came to him and knelt before him, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. And he stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. But you just don't do that. Go around touching unclean lepers. Jesus did. Don't touch. Isn't that what we've been told and ordered and commanded almost from little on? Don't touch certain things. They're too fragile. Might break. Don't handle. Don't touch. Don't touch certain things. They're too clean for your dirty hands or too dirty for your clean hands. Don't touch. Don't touch certain things. They're too sharp or dangerous or deadly, like guns and knives. Don't touch. Ordinarily, good, sound advice. But what about when it comes to people? When it comes to leprous people, what about touching them, mingling and mixing with them? Don't touch certain people like the sick. A lot of them have highly contagious, communicable, dangerous, and deadly diseases, but somebody's got to touch them to heal them. Don't touch certain people like lepers. Well, now I'm not thinking only or primarily of those unfortunate folks afflicted with that dreadful, unsightly skin disease. I'm talking about all of the mentally, morally, physically, emotionally sick, crippled, distorted, disfigured people of our society and world. Some people rather cruelly refer to them as the wreck of humanity. The people that society usually is so quick to hustle off and attempt to hide in some institution, to lock and imprison behind closed and bolted doors, where we don't have to behold them, where we don't constantly have to look at their loneliness and misery, and at last be constrained and compelled to love them out of their sicknesses and sorrows. Don't touch certain people, we are told, like the lowly and the inferior, those whom we arrogantly are persuaded and convinced are somehow educationally or socially or culturally, or economically, or racially, or ethnically inferior to us. Stay away from them. Don't touch certain people. The different and the opposite. The people whose philosophies and persuasions and convictions, the people whose repulsive and repugnant and at times unbearable lifestyle so radically and drastically differs from our own. Don't touch certain people. And you can bet your bottom dollar we don't. Oh, how we stay away from some people. Those we don't like or who don't like us. The people who bug and bother and annoy and irritate us so. The unlovable and the unlovely, the people who constantly get on our nerves and under our skin. Oh, how we stay away from them. Yes, don't touch certain people. all of those untouchables and undesirables, the repulsive and the repugnant of our society and world, the gutter dwellers, the off-scouring, the scum of society, the pimps and the prostitutes, the crooks and the criminals, the very people with whom the Lord Christ so lovingly and compassionately and redemptively spent so much of his time and ministry. And so you see, not to touch the untouchable is to run the risk of severing oneself from the companionship of the Christ who so often ate with tax collectors and sinners. Don't touch, we are told. And yet touching is so desperately needed, so salutary, so saving and redemptive. There is the tender touch, the loving touch, the healing touch, the thrilling, tingling, stimulating touch, the reassuring touch, the warning touch, the restraining touch, the touch on the shoulder that tells people that you care, that you're there simply to listen, to attempt to understand, to help, to calm, and to comfort. Are there any in this room who are sometimes afraid to touch the untouchable? Then may I, in conclusion, point you to him who wasn't afraid to touch even unclean, unsanitary lepers, and nobody ever did that. Why, a person could die from that kind of touch. May I point you to him who wasn't afraid to touch anybody, to be with anybody, with gutter dwellers and prostitutes and crooks. Why, he even went around touching polluted corpses and raising them to new life again, reminding you of him for whom nothing or no one was ever too unsanitary, too polluted or unclean for his loving, healing hand to touch. Remember him who himself was touched by it all, who was constantly touched and more than touched, who in fact was hounded by the pressing crowd with their relentless demands upon him, who always had time for troubled people. May I remind you of him who was touched and more than touched by all of our temptations and sorrows, our burdens, hurts, agonies, and woes. May I remind you of him who was touched and more than touched by all of our laughter, pleasures, and joys. Remind you of him who was touched and more than touched by that heavy wooden cross which they laid on his beaten and bleeding back, a cross which he lovingly bore to the lonely and mournful hill of Calvary, there to lay down his life in love for us all. May I remind you of him who was touched and more than touched by all of the torments and horrors and agonies of the doomed and the damned, the God abandoned and God deserted, suffered on the cross in our place and for our part. Remind you of him who was touched by it all in order to make all of us the untouchable, in order to deposit us safely in God's great hand, where now Satan, death, and hell simply cannot touch us. May I remind you of him who has touched us all, touched our lives with his healing, redemptive power and love, reshaping and reforming us so that now God's own light and love and light shine and show through all our words and works. May I point you to Him who will one day come again and touch even our coffin bodies and raise them to new and never-ending life. Behold this crucified and risen man. And you know what? You won't be quite so afraid, quite so reluctant and unwilling to touch all of the untouchables about you. And we'll stop being so untouchable ourselves, so unreachable, so distant and cold and aloof, so calloused and apathetic, so insensitive and indifferent to the untouchables about us. Yes, let that risen Christ be constantly before your faith's eye, and the power will be yours to touch the bodies and lives of those about you with such fervent, Christ-like compassion and love, and consequently you'll be so very joyful that you simply won't be able to bear it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.